Back here, we got halftime is up next. It's brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, your full-service hair and nail salon, 647-4711. Halftime here, a couple of scores in the second quarter, broke up in a scoreless first quarter, and it's leading West Frankfort up 15-8. Our scoring a recap is brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Reckonall, Walter Brown. Scoreless game after both teams turned the ball over, fumble, and interception thrown by the Little Giants. First score came at the 9:47 mark of the second quarter. Seven-play drive, covered 59 yards, 306, and a Logan Tomanovich 15-yard run. PAT was added 7-0. Canton would come right back. Their own eight-play drive, 69 yards, took them 3 minutes, 46 seconds. And Clint Wells, a 4-yard run at the 6:01 mark, added a two-point conversion off the fake of the PAT. Went from Drake Yerbick, the holder, to Cameron Lucas, and Little Giants took an 8-7 lead. They come right back, took a 9-play drive, and 4th-18, an option play, the Ethan Matheny 28-yard run, the two-point conversion on a pass play buried to Matheny, and that's where we are at halftime, 15-8. Little Giants took a shot to the back of the end zone. That went incomplete. It was intended for Cameron Lucas. And that's the way the first half comes to a close. Halftime throughout the year is brought to you by, again, here on WBYN Space, CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. This special interview is brought to you in the halftime by the IPFA State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. IPFA State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 90-second break. We'll have our interview with Kevin Stevenson, the PA announcer, back after this 90-second break. Little Giants first-round playoff game against West Frankfort today, and former Little Giant play-by-play man, Kevin Stevens, who are now as the public address announcer. And Kevin, I know you're the same way as I do. You get a little nervous, even as a PA guy. How long have you been the PA guy now for the Little Giant?
I'm not sure. Maybe since 2001. I'm really not sure, but
it seems like it. It's pretty close. That pass pretty close because I think this is my 16th year. You would never think of doing play-by-play. I was told Kevin a story a few years ago. I had a real bad experience calling in college, and I never wanted to do high school football. And then Kevin leaves. He goes to Mid-American National Bank after being a broadcast partner. We did probably 15 years of basketball, and Kevin did all the football. I did all the halftime shows. So how do you like the transition doing the PA? It's a lot of preparation, getting the names ready, and a lot of things that go on during the season.
It is. The best part, though, is we get to still be a part of it. That's what you and I like the best about it. And for the football playoffs, it's tough to beat. Just the anticipation, the night they announced the pairings. I mean, you look at some of the teams that their playoffs essentially might have started in the sixth week of the season where they had to win out just to have a chance to get there. So their playoffs actually go longer. But, no, the whole anticipation, the way this place is electric, the atmosphere, I guess as we get older, I don't know what you think. You're older than I am, so I can say that. It's not so much the games, but it's the experience of the games, which is part of the game, but it's the entire experience that I think the older we get, the more you appreciate might be the best way to describe it.
One thing I learned from Kevin in an early part of our broadcast, you can never be overprepared in regards to looking at teams and going and get the background. And I know you do the same thing even doing the PA stuff. You know, you're still looking behind the scenes to know everything you possibly can. And you get a good feel for the game that way. I do. I go to practices and I watch. I don't like to be fooled to seeing something new when you're calling the play-by-play. And that really has enhanced my ability to ball, because I was never a football guy. I was a basketball, and basketball comes really easy compared to football. Football is a sport you have really probably the hardest time in work and in preparation. I know you used to start on Monday. I start on Monday. And then Thursday night, kind of take a little deep breath and ready for Friday, right?
Yeah, or in this case, Saturday. But that's the fun part of it. Sure, a lot of the stuff that you prepare for week in and week out, maybe you use 10, 15, 20%. But those days when whatever, delay or something, and you need it, man, you're glad you've got it.
Absolutely. When you look back and covering, and you covered a couple of quarterfinal games, right? You covered a couple of those. We had a shot, you know, in 2003, had a heartbreaking game loss at Chatham Glenwood. And even as an announcer, man, I was stunned. I could not even have a steak dinner afterwards. We were promised, Bob and I, we're going to have a steak dinner afterwards. And I just sat there probably a half hour, never said a word, never did. And you have one of those kind of games as well.
Yeah, I do. The 1997 game with Springfield Griffin here at Ron Fanastock Field at Memorial Stadium. It was a late start. I think it was a 3 o'clock start, just like this game is, and it was a cloudy, pretty chilly day, much different than this one. Man, this is like late August, early September, so we'll certainly take that. And I remember it was a dark, gloomy day, and I'm looking, you and I are sitting here doing this interview on the top row of the bleachers. I'm looking out at the 27-yard line, and Pete Christopoulakos of Springfield Griffin lined up in the left hash to kick a 37-yard field goal to game tight 14-14. And when it left his leg, you knew that it was on its way. And to me, that was the most deflating playoff loss of all of them. And credit Mr. Christopoulakos there, Griffin. He went on to the University of Illinois and had a heck of a kicking career.
Did you, as an announcer, wanted to see you just praying it goes left? Go left somehow, right? You wanted to see it go left somehow. You wanted to match it a different out.
I would have even taken it going right or under. But it went right through the uprights, but just a heck of a game, and that's one of those things. I guess I remember that about specific part of the game. But again, it's that experience, the playoff experience, and you really appreciate that. And you look back over those times, and I won't say you didn't appreciate it at the time, but time sure has a way of making you look at things differently.
Well, when you look at it, Kevin Stevens is with us. He's the current PA, and he did play-by-play for Little Giants prior to my start, and I mentioned to Bob and I, 16 years. We've covered so many different venues and sites. There's nothing like the way that the Little Giants travel. I know even in your day when they were coming, we still always had the largest following of road people. It's amazing, and this community really turns out when you show you can play hard to be competitive each week. It just is amazing to see the numbers.
It is. I go back to the Chatham game in the quarterfinals in 1998. Down there is a day about like this in the quarterfinals. That would have been close to the middle of November. Great day. And it was a 1 o'clock start. And, man, we had people there at 9:30 in the morning. And they just kept getting more and more hepped up as the morning went along. And comes to a crescendo at kickoff, and, man, just pretty neat. Unfortunately, we lost that game, but, again, the experience.
Absolutely. When you look at it, Steve Graves dealing with him and kind of the coach, he was a trendsetter, man. I tell you, a lot of the passing game and different formations we still see now, they kind of gone back to out of the kind of the, you know, when you look at it, the passing formations now and you see different phases of the game, it's amazing in that now to see the transformation, but yet some of the basic kind of stuff still works. But he was a great innovator. He was great for the conference.
Yeah, as you say, football still comes back to blocking, tackling, running, kicking, all of that. But the way coaches adapt, I'm impressed that the game just keeps going on and on. The skill level, the knowledge of the coaches just getting better and better. I look at a guy like Steve Graves, who I learned a heck of a lot of football from, just from being involved with him, and he was so helpful on things. But he went from a coach who running was his forte,
yeah,
and then he saw what he had to do at a small school in a big conference, what he had to adapt to, and he did it and was successful at it year in and year out. That's a huge transformation that's pretty difficult to believe sometimes, but it worked here.
Yeah. And you have to be the same kind of feeling with Coach Ryan Pearson, where he's been able to adapt with our talent to go to the wing formation. It was pretty gutsy call on his part, and for the most part, the kids have bought into it. And that's the biggest thing.
And the thing is, it works, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, when you look back in different type of things and some of the quarterbacks we had here, the Strode, and, name a couple of kids that were just probably the outstanding we have running back-wise. We've had some terrific players throughout the playoffs there.
Yeah, going back to the late 80s, the mid-80s when I started, we just had some tremendous players. I'm not going to get into naming names. There's just too many, again, we had quarterbacks. You use that example. We had ones who could run very well. We had those that could pass very well. We had the classic dropback passers. We had the scrambling quarterback. It was just such an adaptation. And then the coaching staffs would always do a good job of adapting their coaching style to what their level of talent or skill level was. And it's just tremendous how they do that. And you mentioned Coach Pearson. You know, he comes in here. We've had a tough few years and was able to get things turned around. He's a good guy, great guy to deal with, And if you look out on the field today and see what his dad has done with this field, his dad's been painting football fields for 20 years. He's not a painter, he's an artist.
Yeah.
So it just adds to it, and it's nice to see a whole family set up like that where his dad's been doing that, the painting of fields for 20 years.
Kevin, always thanks for your encouragement throughout the years. It was great. We're always working with him. Still work together a lot. Kevin always gives me the crop of the pronunciations. He always does that, the angle of it, and he helps out getting rosters and those type of things. And it's all in the preparation of carrying out. We have such a great community to be able to work for. And, again, the community just has always been there for both of us in encouraging what we're able to do for the fans there, because there's not a lot of fans that can get to come to games. So now streaming, and you got video. I mean, it's just a whole mecca of different things now that fans who can't get here, but they can still watch games. We get a lot of compliments on different games. We have the Putriches and everybody listening in Osage Beach, Missouri. We have people up in Canada. They're doing hunting and fishing and at weddings. I mean, it's remarkable, isn't it? And I imagine you probably see a lot of the former players will come and say hi to you. And to me, that makes it every all those long hours well worth it.
Yeah, it sure does. And you look at how technology has changed. It was interesting you brought that up about how now they're streaming video. People all over the world can listen to your broadcast. I remember back, this was as recent as the early 90s. I don't think it was a Canton playoff game. It might have been a Farmington basketball game. But there were some people from Farmington vacationing in Florida. And somehow somebody at home put a telephone in front of a radio and then made a long-distance call to a bar or a restaurant or a meeting room at a hotel in Florida where these people were staying, and they put it in front of a little loudspeaker and listened to the game. Now, I can about imagine what the sound quality was like on that. But now a few clicks on a computer, and they're listening or watching a game. Amazing.
Wow. That's the guy I had to follow his footsteps, Jerry Lee, prior to that. I think we've done a pretty good job of covering up for Little Giant football and any other sports through WBYS. And always miss Charlie Wright. He was a great guy to work for. And when I do games like this, I always thank him for always giving me the opportunity. And those are the kind of people you really miss.
Yeah, Charlie was a trendsetter. And sports, he knew that it was such a good thing for a local radio station to do. Charlie would be the first to admit he wasn't a great sports fan, but he saw the opportunity. Here's a way we can further connect with the community, and it would just usually be a case where we say, Charlie, we need to do this. Okay, let's do it. He was all for it. That's a lot of good memories from going back there.
Kevin, thanks for catching up, and again, always one of the best, Kevin Stevenson today. He'll be doing the PA announcing if you happen to be at the game here today. Thanks for joining me here at halftime.
You're the man.
All right, thank you. More coming up as we continue halftime right here, brought to you by CJ Flowers and more on WBYS, the home of the Little Giants.
Halftime is brought to you here on WBYS by CJ Flowers and more. And again, it's 15-8 West Frankfort. Game stats are brought to you by the Bistro 101 in downtown Canton. Your home for bold, fresh flavors, friendly faces, 647-2233, thebistro101.com. Bobby, first half stats.
For West Frankfort rushing as a team, they had 27 attempts for 165 yards, two of those for touchdowns. Logan Tomanovich was the big gun, 14 carries, 89 yards and a touchdown. Passing was all Brandon Berry, 5 for 7 with one interception for 41 yards and no touchdown. The big receiver was Ian Matheny, 4 catches for 36 yards. Offensively, in the first half, they had 165 yards rushing, 41 yards passing for 206 yards. Time of possession, not bad, 14-43. For the Canton Little Giants rushing as a team, 16 attempts for a total of 27 yards. You look at net average, we're a minus 11 in the first half. Passing, Clint Wells was 2 of 5 for no interceptions, 67 yards and no touchdowns. Receiving, Kate Santola, 1 catch for 46. Cameron Lucas, 1 for 21. Receiving total, 2 catches, 67 yards. Offensively in the first half, only 27 yards rushing, 67 yards passing for a total of 94 yards. Time of possession, 9 minutes, 17 seconds.
All right, first half stats brought to you by the Bistro 101. Downtown Canton, your home for bold, fresh, flavored, friendly faces, 647-2233, bistro101.com. Couple of scores. Second quarter, Elmwood Brentfield leading 14-0 at home against Bloomington Central Catholic. If they win, they'll play Farmington next week in the second round. Also, final tonight, Columbia rolling 57-30 over Greenville, and it was Montre Day 14-7 over Breach Central. Those are some of the scores that were completed. Well, as we go along here in the beginning of our second half, we'll get you other finals that are updated. DMAC a winner today, Anawan Weathersfield advancing down Stry Valley, and it was Mendon Unity win 48-22 over Illini West. So those are a couple of scores and finals as we get along here on this a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we had a nice little return land by Blake Prosen for 13 yards to put the ball at our own 40 to start the second half.
He's been a go-to guy. Turn, spin, move, and again, Clint Wells gets away and dives across up the 40.
Not the line of scrimmage.
Yep, not the line of scrimmage there. Brought down defensively by Wilmore, number 5, who made the initial stop there and was assisted there on the tackle there as well by Jake Upton.
Yeah, anything to look at in the first half to improve upon. It's so clear that we lose yards. Man, we lost a ton, and you know, as far as rushing the ball in the first half, with negative yardage plays.
We're into the third quarter here, trailing 15-8. Again, streamed online, 1560, WBYS.com. Out of the direct snap, here's Drake Yerbik. Now he makes that little cut here. This time he gets it, and again, it's going to go for Knoxville. It's going to be looked like for a minus yard there, Bob.
Well, they're going to put it back to line of scrimmage.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we just have not been able to. They're digging in defensively in the trenches here.
You got to find an answer.
Yep.
And find one quick.
I see a little pass to the seam always works.
You're going to have to do something.
Certain things here. Cameron Lucas gets to play.
We might have to look at throwing the ball a little more here in the second half, Leon. That was definitely one of our successes in the first half.
I think we got some mismatches, you know, with Kate Stencil, Cameron Lucas, and even Poston. We've seen Blake able to, again, to make the catch there. So the 3rd and 10 remains from our 40-yard line. First possession of the second half. How they snap there. Wells back to pass. Out of the pocket here. Now he flips it out here. Man open, a catch there. That's going to be at the 40. Still driving. Cradles the ball. And it's a catch there inside the 30 by the Little Giants. And a grab there, I believe it is by Bryce Adams. Bryce Adams.
32 yards, Leon.
We talked about a big play there. You called it. And again, out of the fullback position, he kind of stuck downfield, and Bryce Adams made the nice little grab. He was wide open into the seam off the left side. So a conversion on the big pass play goes to Wells to Bryce Adams, number 32 for the Little Giants, and inside the 30 for the Little Giants in West Frankfort territory. It'd be nice to strike here quick to begin the second half of football, get a little bit of this leverage back.
I agree.
1st and 10, 2 minutes gone by. Again, it is Clint Wells driving the right side. He tries to turn the corner, 20. He got one enemy, gets a touchdown. Right side, 28 yards. Clint Wells sprints to the end zone. There's your little leverage. 28-yard run, Clint Wells. And the Little Giants back to within a point here. Nice little drive there, but a big pass play there opened things up there. And that's been a case where we had the big drive as well. The passing play really opened up opportunities for running the football. Now the two-point conversion coming up here. But 9:55, Spencer Theobald out of the hole to Drake Yerbik. Last time we faked this, and again, it's going to be against the defense. They encroached. We move it closer. So we'll see if the Little Giants decide to do. And again, what we have seen, Bob, from the Little Giants over the swinging gate, the lonesome polecat. And we see a lot of times here where they'll line up differently. We'll see what we may change here. And again, half the distance to the goal. The Little Giants now still remain in that opportunity for the PAT. Spencer Theobald trying to tie the game here.
I think it's the key, Leon. Play it and tie it up.
We'll see here. Coach Ryan Pearson has a chance. He rolls the dice from time to time.
They're still playing it down.
Yep. So it's again 15-14 here with the PAT conversion coming up here. Now the snap. Placement is down. Spencer Theobald boots it through the uprights, and we are tied. 15-15. PAT is good. Answered by the senior Spencer Theobald. 9:55. Third quarter, 15-15 is our tie. The kickoff playoff action on Saturday afternoon. Back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations, Canton Little Giants, from Allstate insurance agent Brian Strode. Allstate can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands? Call Canton Allstate agent Brian Strode today and ask for a complimentary life insurance review. 647-3990. Good luck to the Canton Little Giants from River's Edge. Enjoy the great outdoors more than you already do with River's Edge, Fulton County's place for your hunting, fishing, and archery needs. They now have their FFL. Stop in and check them out. River's Edge, 1615 East Chestnut in Canton, 435-7110.
Scoring Drive brought to you throughout the year by Ray Wickenall, Country Financial, and Walter Brown, your agents. 647-6180, 4-play drive, 60 yards of coverage, 2 minutes plus, and again, a 28-yard run by Clint Wells. It was a straight, direct snap there. PAT was added 15-15.
And you saw what happened when you feel off the edge of the line of scrimmage, what kind of a lane that creates for Clint to have that open run for the touchdown, Leon.
Absolutely. We'll see what the Little Giants able to do here as we get to the second half of football. Third quarter just underway. And a 15-15 tie to win. We'll take on Columbia. Columbia was a winner. I had a final here. What did they do with it? And she took my sheet away. I believe they won big 57. I'll find it here real quick here. But I do believe they
offside.
Won big.
Yeah, we were offside.
And again, Columbia won 57-30 over Greenville, Bob. So winner of this game will play Columbia next week. So it could be West. If West Frankfort would win, they would play a home game. And then Columbia, if Little Giants win, we would go to Columbia next Saturday. Bob, got your GPS all figured out in case that happens?
It's going to be a bit of a drive, I'll tell you.
Flip took all my sheets there. I was looking for a sheet there. And then with nine, I'm at the finals. You can leave the finals there. Leave the finals. All right. A couple things there. But again, also, Brees Modern Day, a winner, 14-7. And a few of their others, DMAC won over Orion, 58-3. Anawan to Weathersfield, 42-22 over Westbury Bushnell. Downstown Valley, 49-0 over Rushville. And also Galesburg, 35, Hubbard, 21. And Washington won 35-14 over Peoria, Notre Dame. Those are some of the finals here in the first round of the playoffs. Good job by Vic getting all those settled in. And she's got her candy bar and water ready to go for second half, third quarter football here. Kick Caldwell bobbles it initially from the 25. And it's a Jake Smith and a couple of other Little Giants bring him down. Gets it up across the 31 on return by Caldwell and West Frankfort. A coverage here this afternoon. Good to be with you here. Streamed online at 1560WBYS.com. You have Megan, our engineer, back to studios. Vic Kuzner alongside Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber with the call here. We appreciate you listening in on a Saturday. If you're unable to make it to the game today, final weekend of the JFL season come to a close today, but the painting job done by Tom Pearson and Matt Cullen, and Phil Johns. A remarkable job here today.
It is. It's a playoff setting for sure.
I shook their hands and I told them, man, what an incredible job by all those individuals.
It's like a brand new field.
It is. 9:47, 15:15 is our tie in the third quarter play here. And again,
the keeper
on the right side, that's Beery. And he gets across to about the 36-yard line, maybe the 37, by gain of about 4 yards.
He is definitely the guy you have to read when it comes to this offense.
So Brandon Beery, senior quarterback, son of their head coach. Again, is in his fifth year. Ryan Beery had an 0-9 season a year ago. This is mainly a senior group.
It's their first playoff appearance in 2007.
Yep. So second and five, and runs into the pile, and they're back.
Giants,
good job there initially, making the stop there. Again, Garrett Petty led the way, and a good job there by the Little Giants, purple and Vegas gold unis today.
Big fella only got one.
15-15 to tie third quarter. It's third and four now from the 38.
That's where your defense has got to make the stop so you can get the ball back offensively.
And some decent field position here with the punting opportunity.
It's only third now.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to look out for number seven in my eyes.
Yeah. So third down, we can close it out here on this third down. Then we'll think about that.
We'll watch for a pitch play. Yep. And then a couple times on
the
down, too.
Yeah. So again, they put a man across the motion of the backfield. Beery keeps it. He stumbles and he drives.
That is kind of
coming back. There's a penalty at the line of scrimmage.
It's better.
And again, And the penalty marker down near the football. That stops the play here with 8:25 of the third quarter. Good crowd on hand, good folks that it turned out. They were a little late in getting here to fill the stands, but give them a big congratulations today on, again, a lot of folks showing up here again in response to the Little Giants 7-2 season. And we'll see which way we're going to go here.
Let's see you go back.
Yeah. Eagle Wiggle block below the waist. Well, if they would call that on the tackles, 59 and 53, they would be here all night.
It was on the right tackle.
Oh, yeah.
So
they usually he cut blocks. They do a lot of that dropping to the ground. Now, I saw it frequently in a lot of different games for them.
And that's a 10-yarder. Like, yep. And that makes a difference with what you want to do instead of third and one, got a third and nine.
So from the 34 now, back them up in their territory. They work for the west end zone this half. 8:16. They shift defensively. Got Ethan Magnuson playing some games. Defensively.
You cannot allow the first down.
Yep.
You've got to get a stop and get the ball back.
I call number 7 on the ball here. I think that's who they're going to put the hands into. Again, they may take a timeout.
West Frankfort.
Yep. Didn't like the lineup of the defense there. They shifted. Timeout taken by West Frankfort. Cody Myers have a chance to talk over with his defensive unit. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. 15-15 tie. Back in the third quarter in 1 minute. Grab their catch there, and made by, again, a Riddle.
And also a flag on the play,
yeah, too. A penalty marker. Got a final here. Metamora 14-6 went at Kankakee. Washington won 35-14, and Galesburg 35-21 over Hubbard. Those were some finals as well. Appreciate that, Vic. Good job. Want me to leave that sheet here with the rest of these here, and we'll start tabulating. We're starting getting a bunch of finals. A lot of finals in the 2A today. Penalty assessed against Little Giants defense. Also at halftime, Elmwood Brimfield 21, Bloomington Central Catholic nothing. That's a really a shocker that they're shutting them out 21 to nothing.
So 15-yard pass interference call against us, and gives them an automatic first down.
I don't know about that. I mean, there was contact there, but I don't think it was anything close to that.
I thought it was after the ball was caught.
Yeah.
But
so a penalty assessed against the Little Giants interference. Gives them a first down, keeps their drive alive near midfield.
Those plays hurt.
Wow, that's a backbreaker.
They hurt a lot.
So first and 10, and the shovel pass. Nope, it's a keeper there by Beery. He tries to outrun the pack. He runs the far sideline, gets it inside the 30, down to 25. There's going to be another late one. There's no doubt it's getting against the Little Giants. Frustration on the part of the D right now. Say, he was a racehorse on that far sideline. You get him open space, and that Barry's got some speed.
It's a 26-yard game for a first down. There's going to be more tacked on to it because they're going to say he's tackling him out of bounds.
Again, you get a little bit of frustration on the pass interference. Then the final get that after the play. You get a penalty going to be assessed. Again, personal foul against the Little Giants. But again, and that was, you know, Bob, we did. It was after the play. You just can't be that aggressive after the play. So that marches the gets the ball inside the 15 now.
And let's look at what has happened. That was a 26-yard run, but we've also had two penalties going 30 yards.
So penalties have really been our Achilles all year, whether it be offensively or defensively. Inside handed to Tomanovich. He's stacked up at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, put him down at the 11 for a gain.
Yep.
Two.
A couple of yards on the gain there by Tomanovich. So, again, your extra work now is going to be tough. It's again, kind of sealing off that middle now.
And once again, we're being our own worst enemy.
Yep. 7-15, 15-15 to tie. But, again, driving in Kent territories, West Frankfort, second and goal at the 8. And here we go. Second down inside the 10 of the Little Giants. Beery, the pitch, and again, he's sealed off, brought down. Don't be grabbing face masks and stuff, man. We're getting our hands in there. Bryce Adams looked like number 32, had a hand in there and making that stop, and no gain against Beery. That's a good job there. Again, it's a little overcast sky, but temperatures in the upper 70s. Great day for football. We had tailgating at both parking lots here today. Just a great atmosphere for football.
And they're in four down territory, Lane. You've got a 3rd and 8. It'd be a nice time to get a stop playing with them in the red zone.
So from the 11, 3rd and 8 will be the call for the Redbirds. Motion of man, and it's Tomanovich, and he dives. He gets a couple of yards, and he gets it, let's see.
About the seven.
About the seven. So 3 yards on the gain there by Tomanovich. So now we'll be put them at fourth and goal.
This will be the ninth play of the drive.
This will be a huge turn of event here for the stop then with the game time 15-15 now.
So they can get a first down, man, without having to put the ball in the end zone. You got to watch the pitch play on this.
You read my mind, buddy. No doubt.
It has been a slice
before. That has. You know, the pitch play and the screen of both, I don't think you throw the screen down in this territory, so that eliminates that.
I mean, in my eyes, it's all or nothing. You got to do an all-out blitz.
So fourth and goal at the 8. Beery going to throw it. He pitches it. It's intercepted. Cameron Lucas intercepts it at the 3. He's got a caravan. He's got some blockers. Sideline. And again, he gets to the 41 block. It's the 30, the 20, the 10, and a touchdown. But it's ready penalty markers down.
I don't see any, Leon.
That's 98.
I saw 99. He got it to
one. So 99 yards on the interception. On. Incredible. That's a new word. Incredible.
Wow.
99 yards in the interception. Picked it off. And the Little Giants take the lead 21-15. 99 yards on the interception. Wow.
That a momentum.
That's a shocker there. Cameron Lucas, who comes into play, intercepts the ball at the 1. And he got a key block. He had a caravan at about the 40 sideline, tippy-toed, and he was home free from the 40. So 99-yard interception, Cameron Lucas, the senior. Wow, baby. That's huge. Out of the hole, you have Petty will snap the football, and it will be the Little Giants, Drake Yerbig. See what they do here, leading 25-15. Spencer Theobald boots it to the upright. That a boy. Senior out of the PAT. We maintain the lead now. 22-15. They've had a fumble and interception, and they paid dearly for this one. A 99-yard interception by Cameron Lucas. PAT is good. 22-15. 5:14 remaining third quarter. Back on the kickoff in 30 seconds.
This Canton Little Giant playoff game is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tyson Smith in Canton. Call Tyson at 647-5466 for the best quotes for your farm insurance. Good luck, Little Giants, from Tyson Smith, American Family Insurance in Canton.
Back here again, Cameron Lucas, 99-yard interception. PAT was at a 22-15. And again, the Little Giants here, big shocker again. That's a huge play there. Bob, what a momentum swing as they were driving near our goal line.
In the world, that was a 9-play drive, and I think the key to that is our defensive pressure had Beery going off his back foot, Leon, throwing the ball in the air towards the end zone. Three things are going to happen when you throw the ball, and two of them ain't good. That was one of them right there.
Spencer Theobald just getting in the mind of Coach Pearson here. We may see an onside. 5:14, but he has decided. He didn't show a lot this week of doing two on the onside, though. I will say that. He's been showing a lot of kickoff deep. We'll see. He does this time. Kicks it deep, bounces. About the 17-yard line, picked up there by Wilmore. And he's going to go surrounded and down about the 23. About an 8 or 9 yard return there by Wilmore.
This crowd wake up or what?
Yep. So again, the interception by Cameron Lucas, 99 yards, and it woke up the old former graveyard here.
And that's Cameron's second interception of the game.
Yep. So 5:07. Yeah, the other one run it into, again, for the West Frankfort territory.
Yeah, he returned the first one, 46 yards.
But he cashed in on this one.
So he's definitely got some yards when it comes to the interception return so far today.
So at the interception, and now with 5:07 third period here, 22-15. Now go with the Beery here. This is the time, if you're the defense, go for the throat here, man. You just got to take him out of the game here. And a read there by Tomanovich. He stacked up.
That might have been Madison Allen with the carry lay on his first of the game.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Good call there. Again, that's number 42. He's a sophomore.
And that jersey was awful clean.
Yeah. So Madison Allen gets the carry there.
He gets inside too, Leon. 5'11", a buck 85.
They also got number 13 of the game now too, Bob. Brandon Glass is in there.
Trying to change things up a little bit because now they're behind in the game.
Get some fresh legs here as well. 4:36 clock runs. Little Giants up 22-15 on the 99-yard interception by Cameron Lucas. And again, a run to this near side, brought down, driven at the 20.
That's a five-yard pass.
Big loss there on the run there by Brandon Glass. We just told you, number 13 had checked in, and it was going nowhere, and we brought the house on the opposite side there. And Otto,
Evan Otto,
who's played brilliantly this year, really has done a good job. Again, learning last year, Coach Cody Myers, he said, you know, plain simple, we weren't very good last year defensively at times.
Boy, we changed it up there this year.
Absolutely. Third and 15 now. We back it up to third 20.
And you got them in a throwing situation. And what's happened? They throw the ball to a ball. He had two interceptions.
3:51. Rolled out Berry. Here comes the pressure. He's going to be down, down, down at the 8. Pressure and carry by the Little Giants. They had two or three. Pick your poison.
12-yard loss.
You had Ethan Magnuson also in there defensively. You had, again, number 75, Nathan Petty. Good job defensively. I mean, good play calling that time. Backed them up, and they'll have to punt.
Well, if you want to block one, Leon, now's your time to go for one.
Man, we talked about that.
It's regular.
Yep. We'll see. Cody Myers said that they were going to block one this game, so here's a good opportunity.
I know.
Here's 3:15.
The first two times he punts, he takes a few steps and gets his delivery off, so you've got time.
From the end zone here. Here comes the pressure. Oh, he just barely got it off. And again, from about the 47, they fake it to the near side here. And again, that's going to be a block. Again, to the near side, Kate Stansel. And you can't make those kind of silly plays there, Nathan Lucas.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a block on the back. That's coming back.
You have to know when to and when not to.
Absolutely. And again, the Little Giants again. And they forced them to three and out on the punt. Again, the Little Giants will have the possession. We'll see after the penalty on the block in the back here. And we'll see if the officials are conversing. But everything happened down this end. That officials are still way down there, which is kind of unusual, don't you think?
That's where the ball is, where they're tackled at.
Yeah.
So
we'll see where. I think they're going to walk it off from the 25. Looks like he's going to walk it off in that point.
Should be a spot foul.
Yeah.
That was another flag clear down there, Leon, too.
Yep.
See if I can?
Yeah.
Two penalties.
Okay. So fourth down and run again. So the penalty is offset, and again, they'll take the one, though. Again, one of those, and again, that will be forcing them to back to punt again.
Yeah, they just declined the block in the back and took the holding call. They're going to try and kick it a little deeper, Leon, or they could possibly go for it. You never know when it comes to playoffs.
No, you don't, because you need to get a first down to about the 35, and again, they'll punt here. This time, he's not from the end zone. This time, he'll punt for about the 7-yard line, so he gets a little bit more working room with a punt here coming up on a fourth down. And again, the punt here by Jared Clark punches it to the right side. Ball bounces. And again, they'll just let it roll here. Don't touch it. And it goes inside the 35 to the 34. Well, Little Giants will have the possession. So a nice little punt there. Ends up being a little bit better for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to this particular time. But again, 2:47 left in the third period. Sun shining here in this third quarter for the Little Giants, leading 22-15. Again, those are the type of plays, you know, for football. There's a time not to make those kind of silly mistakes. And again, we'll move on from this point here with the lead and the football here.
You're far enough in the year, you know what to do and what not to do. In a situation where you just hold up and let your other player try and make a play.
On the 34, Little Giants first and 10. They work left to right. Feet, and that's a spin move by Clint Wells. He runs into a wall, and it's going to be nowhere. Back to line of scrimmage.
They might give him one, and they do.
Yep.
Somehow.
So up to the 35, so he did get a yard on a little spin move. We've had better kind of opportunities for running out of that spin throughout the year.
Well, this one's the key down for me is a second down. I don't care where we're at. Either you need to get the first or make it third and short. Keep this momentum going offensively.
So two 18 clock runs here, second and nine, the Little Giants offense. You got Gabe Gossett as the wing. Stansel is a receiver to this near side, short side of the field.
I think get the ball in Cameron's hands in the open field.
Second and nine. That's a run there by Wells. He drags a couple of tacklers. And he gets it across about the 38.
Let's give him yard line. Around.
And a stop there defensively by West Frankfort. Stop there by Zane Buells. He's a junior.
Puts it to third and long five.
So a minute 46, clock runs. Little Giants lead 22-15. Again on the Cameron Lucas interception outside the goal line. 99 yards. And you run it back. PAT was added. We lead 22-15. Little Giants come to the line of scrimmage, third and five from the 39. Hash mark to the near side. Wing and the fullback of the opposite side. Power play. Here's Gossett. Turns it up to the seam. Nice little run there.
Well, I think he's
Dave
right.
Gossett, he dived.
We're going to give it to him.
Dave Gossett, a nice little cut to the seam to the near side.
Got to give it to him.
The wing is always our strength. You know, you talk about break here.
Big play
there. Gabe Gossett gets the first down.
Say what, Wayne, that was only a five-yard gain. It's kind of one of the biggest plays of our game so far, the five-bang interception return to give us the lead.
We always talk about Jace Chamberlain setting that tone, though, but Drake Yerbik on a conversion, that's typical of what he would be able to get out of that set, out of that wing.
And they've been on Drake's movement on that play, which gave Gabe the opportunity to get those 5 yards into a critical first down.
Final 62 seconds of the third period here. Drake Yerbik takes a direct snap here. He tries to get it outside, and he can't turn the hips, and he spins and drives. Gets it to about the 49, so ends up being about a three, almost a four-yarder.
We're going to give him four.
So it gets it to the 49, 46 seconds here. Little Giant possession, Gabe Gossett, and I believe they're going to sub. Blake Poston's going to maybe come in here on this play as well. So I have Bryce Adams will come out.
Run some clock.
Yep, Gabe Gossett got the play. Yeah, Poston with 31 seconds. A lot of times when he's in there, we see him get the football on occasion. That's number 11. He's a junior.
We got him out here on an island lay on the near side.
20 seconds. Second and six from near midfield from the 48.
Take your shot.
Again. Backpedal here.
He's over.
Wells. He's got to get out of the pocket here. He had to come back down. Wells now throws it out here. Coming back, Cameron Lucas, and it goes in and out of his hands with 5.1.
Oh, he was wide open to begin with. Took way too long to throw that football.
Yeah, you could tell, you know, Clint tried to get out of the pocket. He was kind of being chased out of there. And he, for some reason, just kept kind of running, not really, you know, too fast and try to get out here.
Now you got to go for the first down, Leon, and keep this drive alive.
So a third down the call, closing 5 seconds here before the end of this third period.
You got a third and six, but I'll tell you what, more of a third and almost seven.
So Little Giants tied it up on a 28-yard run by Clint Wells, and then took the lead on the 99-yard interception. That's where we are right now, facing the third down from near midfield. Little Giants offensively trying to keep us alive. And again, there's a penalty marker flown to the opposite side. Could be against the...
It should be procedure against those.
No, they're saying one of them say hold. I don't see what the one official here.
I don't know. How can be a hold on a free snap?
Yeah. So what the officials here will have a little conversation here. Still trying to, or are they going to pick it up?
Well, that'd be an inadvertent flag if that's the case.
Encroachment. The encroachment can't be.
That's if he lined up in the neutral zone, Leon.
Yeah, he lined up in the neutral zone. That's the way it should be.
Not really the correct call,
right.
But it's the correct call.
Right. So, you know,
you've got that imaginary line where the football is at, and evidently one of our players was across that line.
But normally, don't you usually ask the official to be set if it's usually the...
If you're an lineman, no.
Right.
Only if you're a receiver.
How many times have you ever seen that ever called?
Well, we've had a few times this year, not very many, though.
Yeah.
It's not a common call at all.
So it is 5.1, and it'll be third down. And they need to get it to their 46-yard line. Third down, back to pass. Wells flips it out here. Cameron Lucas catches it. He turns it. Yeah, he back cuts here. Didn't jump out of bounds. He got it, though. He got enough. He did. He got enough. And the time comes to a close. Well, flip ends. on the conversion, the catch by Cameron Lucas. Got the first down. That's indicated. Little Giant Boy, first down. New downs. Will be returned to the fourth period, leading 22-15. Fourth period, balance. A game on the line to Columbia. Next week in the second round of the playoffs, back after this one-minute timeout.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
CJ Flowers and Moore would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants on their advance to the playoffs. Call 647-9662 or stop in 5 East Ash Street in Canton for your orders today. CJ Flowers and Moore for all your floral needs. Go Little Giants!
Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton wishes the Little Giants the best of luck in the 4A football playoffs. For the best quality and customer service for your home improvements, depend on Crawford's Home Furnishings, 17 South 1st in Canton.
12 minutes, ready to go. Final in one of these seasons. Little Giants have the advantage, 22-15. Get a new set of downs. Spin move, Clint, decked at the 45.
I think that play is worth one time out of a half a dozen.
Yep, sometimes. And they've seen enough on film.
Oh, I'm sure.
They know. Still waiting on final. It again, Columbia won 57-30 in this 4A bracket. And Brees Butter Day, 14-7 over Brees Central. We do know Heron won, but we have to wait for a final on that one over against Watseka. And, of course, the other one in this bracket, Canton, West Frankfort, Little Giants lead 22-15.
This is play number six of the current drive.
So Little Giants now have it in Redbirds territory at their 45. It'll be second and 12. Little Giants offense here trying to at least give us a little bit distance between these and the boys from the south. Here, and it's Gossett.
Hey,
then spins, turns, never got long enough traction there. So a loss of one.
You're going the wrong direction.
Yep. What usually sets up a successful running play, though, Bob? Something passing-wise.
I agree. That's so far, that's been our MO the second half.
Yep.
It's a big play passing. We're looking at it again for third and 13.
Again, Little Giants will sub. Bryce Adams comes off. Now they will sub with Blake Poston. Gossett the wing.
Yeah, I still take it the ball in Cameron's hands. He's been a difference maker when he gets the ball in open space.
So 22-15, we're heading into this final 12 minutes here. Little Giants with the lead. They have it just in West Frankfort territory. The keeper there by Wells, run nowhere. Again, it's a stop defensively by Jake.
Why are you running that play?
Yep. And one of the things you could tell, now you're going to get a sideline warning probably against Coach Pearson. Somebody didn't make the right block or something out there, Bob. Somebody missed a block on that run there.
An official missed a call.
And a sideline warning against the Little Giants here at the 10-minute mark here. And, you know, and I will say this, you know, Coach Pearson was out there, but in his, you know, he was out on the field. That is a sideline warning. But he wanted to, you know, kind of, he was chewing out somebody who didn't make a block down there.
Sometimes you got to take the risk to get your point across.
So fourth down.
Here's where field position comes into play, Leon.
And you're really going to put the game in the balance of the defense here. So fourth down, and Cameron Lucas will punt from our 40. Gets it. Punts it to the corner here. Roll. Stay. Goes. Back.
Man.
It almost rolled at about the 2-yard line, but again, it'll be a touchback. So fourth down. And a punt, they'll have it at the 20.
Still a heck of a punt by Cameron.
Absolutely. Sideline, and again, good job by Cameron Lucas. He's had a couple of really good punts in this game here as well.
And a difference maker with his hands and his legs.
Yep. Kicked off a couple of times. One of those, a 99-yard interception. That's our difference in the game right now. It'll be West Frankfort at 9:37 here.
Pretty simple. You can't let them score.
And again, you got Cameron Lucas. You also have Otto, Preston Taylor defensively, Gage Miller, the linebacker. Also, they shift out of that. Now, who do you got out here? I believe it's Jordan Smith, I believe. He's a linebacker now as well. First and 10 for 20. Siri takes it, pitches it off to the left side. Matheny is off and running to the sideline, and he skirts out of bounds.
Quick.
At about the 30. Again, you know, they try to get that, again, Bob, where they try to out-leverage you. You know, and that's just a pretty simple thing there. They've tried the option a couple of different times. The pitch, one or the other thing there. That's time on the pitch there this time.
They're trying to get the ball out to the outside quicker than what your players can get there as far as pursuit angles and where they're at the snap of the football.
So second and short yardage.
Yeah, long one.
Yep. From the 29.
Guaranteed number two. Number seven will probably touch this one.
You got two receivers to this near side. Berry snaps the signal, and the ball comes loose, and it's going to be down there.
Everyone.
That's a 20, up 25. Good job there. Again, who was the stop there? Nathaniel Jardigan was right there, knowing that he wasn't going to go anywhere.
That's been a bit of an issue with us throughout the season. From the games that I saw from West Frankfort, they had issues with it, too.
Snap into football. Now it's third and five. Takes them in a different play call here.
I know they're in their own hands, too, man, so they've got to definitely play it safe. If they're going to throw the football, it's all about the pressure and where's Cameron going to be at as far as reading the quarterback.
9 minutes left in our fourth quarter here. Here comes the coverage and down at the 10.
Ethan Magnuson.
Magnuson. Attaboy.
With a huge tackle.
Mags with a big play there defensively by the Little Giants.
15-yard long.
Got Theory all the way down to the 10. Great play calling defensively. Cody Myers, Justin Miller.
Bring my house. Down. Bring my house.
Better believe it. So now it forces them to punt, as we did from our narrow goal line.
Yeah, we can get some pretty decent field position, too, if we're lucky.
So three and out on a punt here.
I still say go for a block.
I do, too.
8 minutes to go. Go for it. You're winning.
Usually it's Cameron Lucas on the play here. If it's going to be blocked, it'll be Cameron Lucas. And he gets the punt off, and it goes side over end, and it's going to be returned here. Keith Stencil at the 20, and just shy of that. Nice return there for about the 40, so a nice about 20-yard return by Kate Stansel. Puts the Little Giants in terrific field position here with 8:07. Trying to put a little icing on the cake here in this first round of the playoffs.
Two-score lead would make me feel way more comfortable.
You know, you look at overall, we've had some pretty good players during this season, but Ethan Magnuson, week after week.
Him and Cameron both.
Tough kid. Kid moved in from Limestone a couple of years ago as a freshman.
Hope the scoreboard realizes it's first and 10.
So again, for the Little Giants now, it'll be first and 10. And again from the 20. First down. 8:07 here. And a bad snap. And again, loose ball. And it's Drake Yerbik goes down. Goes all the way back to about the 28 here from Memorial Stadium in the first round of playoffs now. Again, we've had that snap. I don't know if, you know, on that direct, it's differently when you haven't done it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know if it's the snap or else the, you know, with the direct snap to Drake Yerbik.
Well, I'm sure they're
pulling a little bit out of there.
The playoff atmosphere doesn't make it any easier, and it's definitely a play that you're not used to, it's definitely difficult for you to have success with it.
Now he take a direct snap. Well, he's going to take it in the end zone.
That's a good play.
He's on the 26-yard run by Clint Wells.
That is a big play.
Clint Wells, you talk about the left side of that line. Teddy, Aaron Evans, he went right through that gap. 26-yard untouched was Clint Wells in the line of scrimmage. And that puts this game in a balance of 28-15, 7:28 left here in Week 10 football.
I call that a dagger play, that's for sure.
Talk about your quarterback taking a game on the back. He just did right through, drove it to that gap off the left side. Out of the hole to Drake Yerbik. PAT is added this time. It will be Jesse Theobald, number one, gets the PAT. Jesse Theobald gets in the act there. He'll be the kicker next year. Little Giants. 29 and West Frankfort 15. Shocking in the second half. We come back to break the 15-15 tie. Lead at 25, 29-15. Back in 30 seconds.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Going Drive recap brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, 647-6180. Popular guys today, man, every time we call it. And this, of course, is the big one, two-play drive, 26-yard run by the QB, Cliff Wells. And again, the Little Giants, I believe it's the second rushing touchdown of the game. He has 9 on the year. And the Little Giants with the PAT by Jesse Theobald. He's a junior, and it's 29-15. So a little advantage here, 7:28.
Get him back.
And we'll see who's going to be kicking off. It'll be Spencer Theobald, I believe. Yep.
You're right.
Jesse's a little taller.
They kick this one deep.
A lot more hair. Ball's kicked to this middle of the field at about the 11. On the return, by what? Frank, nice open field tackle. He gets away.
Wow.
Matheny. And an open tackle. Runs to the left side. Matheny cuts back to the 45. One player, and he goes down and up to 45 of the Little Giants.
Well, you've got a tackle in the open field, Leon. There's no way it's going that far.
Blake Poston, number 11, had him wrapped up, and nobody came to assist him. And by the time somebody did, he broke loose, and he returns it into Little Giant territory.
Oh, it's 42.
That was Matheny on the run and return there by West Frankfort.
And he was tackled at their own 31-yard line.
Wow. Major difference now against them. A little bit of hope left.
Now you got to hope it takes forever to get the ball going, make some stops, and keep them in bounds.
7:14. Now from our 43, they dig in offensively. Snap of the football at his pitch to this near side. Now, Tomanovic,
it's dangerous pass.
That was the quarterback threw it, and it goes incomplete.
That is a dangerous pass.
And that's a chance for number 3 to get himself clobbered. he faked it.
Back on Matheny clobbered too.
Well, he faked the handoff initially to Tomanovic, then faked the pitch, and then tried to throw the ball to Matheny.
And that would be all because of the defensive pressure land that made him do that.
And then, again, for the quarterback, Brandon Beery.
Now, one of the kids was hurt. Yep. Monday Matheny.
Got maybe a little leg cramp there or something.
Yeah,
again,
Matheny.
He's had a couple of different plays. He just returned, so injury. On the field here with 7:08 left, the Little Giants leads 29-15. Step aside for injury break here on the West Frankfort back after this 30-second timeout.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi. I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Some of the game scoring updates brought to you by Edward Jones, Dave May. Edward Jones making sense of investing, member SIPC. As we mentioned, a couple of the big finals, again, Galesburg won 35-21 over Hubbard. It was Metamora 14, Kankakee 6, that's the final. Washington 35, Peoria Notre Dame 14. That's the final today at Washington. Byron 44, Eureka 14. Also in the 4A, we had Columbia 57. Greenville 30. Winner of this game will face Columbia next week. If the Little Giants will be on the road to near St. Louis next weekend. Heron a winner, and it was Brees Modern Day, 14-7 over Brees Central. Those are some of the finals. That's in 4A. 7:08 left here. Back to throw the football. And it's all picked off.
Well, again.
Again, Cameron's
loose.
He intercepted it. Stepped right on that passing lane. That's his third of the day. One of those has been 99 yards.
Hey, boy, he gets the game ball for sure.
Interception. Cameron Lucas playing that strong safety to Rover out there. Picked it off at 7:02. And the Little Giants get the football back.
That's the fourth turnover in the game for West Frankfort.
So they have a fumble and then the three thrown interceptions.
Yes.
So 7:02. 29, 15. Even my age, Bob, even my age, I do have a little bit of recall sometimes.
Not all the time.
I don't know where I'm going when I'm driving.
And I'll be nice and I won't comment on that. How about that?
I don't know where I'm going when I'm driving.
We're going to get some yards.
First and 10 for the 28. Cuts to the middle and a penalty marker down. Looked like it was Drake Yerbik on the run there. And Twilight.
How come there's not a flag on that? That's the whistle.
See, if it was already with the gentleman through the
call,
flag.
I knew it.
It's going to be against the Little Giants. That'll back it up at 6:56.
You can't have plays like that because you give the opponent an opportunity to get back into this game.
You want to have a clean finish of this game. You know, you don't want to have one of those where you have an ugly kind of an ending where you have some penalties and not give you a really good positive game to kind of finish out on here in the playoffs. Again, it's a 10-yarder against the Little Giants, so that'll back it up. It'll be about the 17-yard line now.
And that gets you closer to your own end zone, so you can't afford to make a mistake. You have to give the opponent a chance to get back into this game.
Gabe Gossett will bring into play from the near sideline with Coach Ryan Pearson and the Little Giants.
You know, we've got the ball. You know, we need to put the throttle down and take this team out.
6:48. Little Giants lead is 29-15. Big interception, the third of the day by Taylor Lucas. Sealed it outside. And again, that will be Drake Yerbik. Tumbles. And let's see where he goes out of bounds. At about the 22, looks like. Maybe about 4 yards.
Getting four.
So again, Drake Yerbik, 6:26 clock runs here. You need to convert here. That's going to be the key thing here, Bob. You got to convert here.
And run as much time as humanly possible. Yep. Don't forget, Wes Frankridge already used one timeout this half. They have two remaining.
So second down, Clint Wells comes to the sideline. He'll bring in the play. We'll have all of our post-game numbers for you. Scoring from the area playoffs today. Post-game brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Your perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. And again, a run to the team. Gabe Gossett, he has a man to beat. He gets it to 45. He had a sandwich going between Caldwell and the other defender, and Gabe Gossett lowered his shoulder. And the young man, Gabe Gossett, the sophomore, a big carry there. He's had two big carries in this game, Bob.
It's an L for a first down.
And the Little Giants continue the drive here at the 45. First and 10 now with 5:46 left.
Now West Frankfurt's biggest enemy is the clock.
So we'll have an opportunity. We may see a little of the underclassmen here, get a chance. Don't know if we'll see that at the end of the game here. 29-15, Little Giants now with a first down from the 45 on a direct snap here. And it comes to this near side, and it cradles it, and it's a Drake Yerbik.
That's a late flag.
And again, penalty marker down.
They're going to call a whole more than likely. That is a late, late flag.
I mean, the play had already developed all the way downfield here.
Totally agree. Block in the back.
So a block in the back here.
That's a garbage play in my eyes because the fact that play was already done just passed 5 or 6 yards before he threw that flag out.
And that's just... Yeah, that's just one of those things that, you know, when the play is that far down the field, that's just horrible.
You know, if you miss the call, let it go. That's shame on you.
Yeah. So now we'll back it up here.
Man.
Back into Little Giant territory. And now we'll be at the 33-yard line. Wow. That's a tough one. And again, with 5:20 clock runs here, Little Giants maintaining a couple of score lead now. Trying to hang on here to advance to travel to Columbia next week. Direct snap here is Clint Wells, and he's stacked up there. I don't think that's about 30.
Timeout, West Frankfort.
And again, the Redbirds will take a timeout. The defense takes a timeout, stops the clock with 5:05 remaining. Little Giants 29, West Frankfort 15. Timeout by West Frankfort. Back here in 30 seconds.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Prairieland Printing. Visit them for all of your printing, copying, faxing, and shipping needs. Stop into Prairieland Printing and meet the new owner at 52 East Elm Street in Canton, 647-5425. Go Little Giants! Shelter Insurance's Todd Fletcher would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants and also wish them good luck in the playoffs. Shelter Insurance, for all of your insurance needs. Call Todd Fletcher for your quote today, 647-8550. Let's go, Giants.
A couple of finals here as we get to the end of this game, 5:05. Those score updates are brought to you by Edward Jones, Dave May. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. Heron wins 41-7 over Watsika. So our bracket pretty well has been completed. The only final entry this game here, Columbia won. So the winner of this game advances. And then you have Heron 41 and Breach Modern Day. They will meet next week as well. And that little final four of that bracket. So everybody reduced down to 16.
Everybody's top, and then there's us. There's nowhere near it.
Exactly. So second and 20 now for the Little Giants on the 35. See if we can do something here to get it, maybe conversion or take time here. And the reverse here. And he had a Yerbik sideline and goes out of bounds about the 45. Six. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to go out of bounds.
You got to stay in bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, we want some time off the clock here. Just went to the 4:57 mark here. You got to stay in bounds here. Again, you know, there's more than just the X's and O's in this game. It's understanding the game clock and the game situation here, Bob.
You're in third down. You're going to run this play. You know, they have one timeout left. They can stop the clock essentially and get the ball back with around 4:30 to go.
Here we go. Big third down conversion here for the Little Giants from the 44. Trips to the far side of the field. Tight end is Cameron Lucas. In motion across it. That is Clint Wells, and he's going to be stacked up and shoved back. Big stop there by big 59, Jared Clark. He's the kicker.
You're going to give him one.
250, six-footer.
That's the last time out for Wes Frankfurt right there, Leon.
With 4:46 left here. Mantle situation gets into a lead of 29-15, but it'll be punting time here for the Little Giants. And a timeout taken. We'll step aside. Canton 29, West Frankfurt 15, 4:46 remaining in one of these team season. Back here in 30 seconds.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fourth down, Cameron Lucas, who has risen to the occasion today, Molly. And he's had some good games, tackles and everything, but today it's been a dominating one on defense.
All around.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as punting, receiving,
you got it.
The interceptions, I mean, there's been three of them. You've had all three. I mean,
we talk about who's going to pick up that void, who's going to pick up that, you know, that little, you know, spot there that Jace Chimble, not might necessarily be in the number of yardage, but in some phase of the game, right?
I mean, a lot of phases.
Yeah.
And hopefully here again with the punt.
So punting here at 4:46. Cameron gets it off, and he kicks it to this near side, goes out of bounds. And we'll see what will happen here.
He's not fine up there. Probably a 35 in my eyes.
Yeah. So where he walks it all the way up, and he's going to turn, and he's still going. And about the 37. About the 37 is where, again, West Frankfurt will have the football, and it's 4:42 remaining. Post-game, all that for you coming up are scoring, coach's interview, Bob's recap of all the stats, all that for you coming up on the Monocles Pizza post-game show. 29-15.
Definitely got him in a passing mode, man. Yep. Down two touchdowns, so pressure and watch where the ball is going
to
go.
Trips to the opposite side. And again, Brandon Beery rolls out. And he's going to be smothered and driven to the turf.
And he's
yep, I believe so.
And now you're going to get a celebration penalty, two of them. Guaranteed.
All you do is tap him on the head. Yep. And again, they run out. Yep, and the assessment's going to come, and it's not going to be pretty.
I don't know. It might be an unfortunate one, too, because they're talking to Canton, too. I'm not sure.
So, again, after the play, after, again, Magnuson made the play.
Let's see who it's against, though. It could be against either side.
Procedure. The second down.
That was a red flag for procedure, you know?
Well, again, it's everything is after the fact. It's after the play is over. You know, it's after the fact here. And that was kind of strange. That's a couple of penalties.
That was an 8-yard loss for Geary on that play.
I mean, it was, you know, how do you call that after, the again, it was a sack? You know?
You don't want to have the flag in your hand. You've got to get it out of your pocket.
Yeah. So second and 19 now, 4:20 remaining.
Maybe the jeans might be a little tight to get that thing out of the pocket. I'm not sure. It's got to be something.
We just want 4:13 to disappear here real quick. Again, they'll run trips to this near side. A roll-out carry flips it down the field, and it goes incomplete. But intended for Glass, number 13.
I guarantee here's some footsteps too from 83, Preston Taylor.
Good job there by Preston. Everybody's dug in here. And again, Little Giants trying to shut them out here in the second half, Bobby.
Keep the play in front of you. That's the key.
Let it 15-8 at halftime. That was a lead by West Frankfort. And Little Giants had the score by Wells, interception, and a touchdown run by Wells. So three scores in this second half, offset, trailing by 7 at halftime.
Well, that interception for the touchdown was humongous.
Yeah, 4:03, Beery. Here comes the pressure, and he finally goes down. Finally getting him is Nathan Petty. Taking the way.
10-yard loss.
Just go back to the huddle. J.T. Shaw, good job there as well. He's forced to turn the play inside. Good job by J.T. And finished off there again by Nathan Petty, who's really played terrific as well today, Bob.
Yeah, and Beery's hurt a little bit too, man.
So again, here at 3:36.
They will probably punt.
Yep. Clock runs here, so that's a big play there by the defense. Shut them down. Big play there. And now the Little Giants, again, we'll go back. Cameron Lucas back for the return.
They took Beery out. Yeah, they took him out and got somebody else.
It's usually 15, I think, in the pass.
Looks like Connor Eaton, number 10.
All right. Again, flips the pass out here, and it's going to be now.
That's perfect.
Incomplete. So Nathan Lucas did a good job knocking it down. So we'll have the football.
And they have no timeout.
Yep. So we take over inside the 30. So it's a 3:06 and incomplete on the fourth down. So Little Giants have the possession at the 20-yard line. So Little Giants lead it 29-15 here. So with a two-touchdown lead, try to seal the deal here to advance to travel in week two to Columbia. It's near enough, St. Louis. You could probably spit and hit St. Louis from probably where Columbia is at.
I don't know which way the wind's blowing, but I might give it a shot.
Battle of the Giants here. I think Canton's going to take a timeout. That is the call here. Coach Pearson will take a timeout. Clint Wells looked over, had trips outside to this left side. 3:06 remaining. Canton trying to seal the deal here. Leads 29-15 in the fourth quarter, back here in 30 seconds.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Events in the second half. Little Giants taking care of business. Defensively, secondary played a key role today. Got some pressure up front and forced their QB. Makes a bad decision throwing, but again, Cameron Lucas has played a tremendous game today. Three interceptions, one of those, a pivotal one, gave us a lead of 22-15.
There's another guy to get props here is Quint Wells, too. Yep. I think he's done a great job.
Now it's first and 10, trips to this near side. Motion to man, it's Gossett, tries to get outside. He's got it to the 17, maybe to the 16 on the dive.
Block in the back, Lane's going to come back.
So a block in the back here.
Yeah, he did it right straight, right in front of the official.
So 2:59. We've had to clean up our ugly mess here in some of the parts of this game here with the silly mistakes here.
I'm never going to be surprised. It's penalty number 10.
Yeah. But they've come
about, about our average.
But they've come in some pretty good little groups here in the second half.
They have.
So block in the back against the Little G's. Bobby saw it.
I think everybody saw it. It was against Herbig right in front of the official.
So again, 2:59 left here. Little Giants up 29-15. Now you got Kate Stansel bring the play in. So first and long here from the 34. First and 20, they call it a mile, country mile, right?
For an eternity, take a pick.
You got Bryce Adams as the sniffer, wing, high snap. Clint Wells rolls out, and he turns, spins, he's driven down. I tell you what, that was effective. That's going to be number seven, Tomanovich, just drove his head to the turf.
That'll be 15 yards on a first down, I do believe.
Yep, Tomanovich turned and drove his head into the turf there. That's frustration on the part of West Frankfort at this time. And the Little Giants had that little frustration too, Bob.
And he wanted to lay a lick, man. He said it was going to cost him big time.
We hope we don't need any more injury type of stuff happen to this squad.
Personal foul.
Yep. 15 yards. And it's going to be first down.
That's a big one.
Yep. So again, Little Giants now. You got Drake Yerbik. We'll bring in the play here. Inside the 24 now. So again, first down for Little Giants. Try to add to their lead. It's 29-15. Bob will have all their game stats. All that for you today. Bryce Adams got a big pass play in this game. There's a lot of different integral parts. As we get into this tail end of the fourth quarter, 2:21. High snap, and that's going to be Drake Yerbik. Tries to get that caravan out front. Tried to get a slip through there. Gets inside the 20, down to the 19. Drake Yerbik comes up a little bit hobbling there.
We'll give you six.
So 6 yards on the game by Drake Yerbik. Key thing, clock continues to run here.
And they can't stop it.
We're at the two-minute mark here. Or Giants again back in 2014 won a first-round game in advance of that second round, but nothing like we'll see in the second round against Columbia, though.
They're pretty talented.
Yeah. From the 18 now, second and 8 with a minute 40.
You know what? So are we.
Absolutely. Again, single back out of the gun here. Clint Wells drives through that pile. He gets it down to the 15, extra. And a little lunge there. Gets an extra yard or so.
Five.
Yep, so 5 yards and a little lunge there by Clint Wells and the Little Giants. Coming in, Little Giants, 7-2.
Third and four.
Denied in week 9, a part of the Mid-Illinois Conference title. That would be enough for incentive for me in the postseason. Then you have your star senior running back go down.
So
a lot of things have been really dealt against the Little Giants here.
Definitely helped ease the pain from what happened last week.
So 3rd and 4 now from the 13. Clint will let the play clock go down to 7 here. He'll take every opportunity. High snap, spin, and he gets it and runs off the right side. That's stacked up there.
Gabe.
Yep, Gabe Gossett. And almost Clint Wells took a little bit of shot there, too.
Because
that deception also sometimes ends up being, Bob, you know, constantly one for the thing. And Little Giant fans, got the cowbells going on. Had enough of that today, man. Had enough of the cowbell and enough defense today. Turned the tide in the second half. Little Giants overcome, trailing by 7. 3 scores in the second half. The defense shuts them down in the second half. Final here this afternoon. Little Giants 29 and West Frankfort 15. Final snap, spin Wells. And that's the way the game is going to come to a close for the first round home win in the playoffs in Class 4A, rewarded by the Canton Little Giants. 29-15, West Frankfort exits with a 6-4 record. The Little Giants move it to 8-2. We have a bunch of final scores. We'll get to all those. We'll get to our scoring recap, all that for you coming up in the postgame show. Back here after this two-minute timeout. Back here, we're going to wrap things up here. We'll get our totals, final scores. We'll wrap all that for you coming up as the post game. We move along into that here this afternoon. Little Giants advance 8-2. We'll head to Columbia. We'll figure out how to get there and travel and all that between now and probably we'll have to wait and see when they'll play.
You know,
that's another thing that is usually first and foremost. But again, congratulations, big second half by this Little Giant team. And numerous players stepped up, and, you know, we could talk, you know, a lot in length of this, but one for sure that, Cameron Lucas stepped up big, three interceptions today. One of those was huge. That was the pivotal part of the game, I think, you know, one of those things that the big interception, 99 yards, picked them off as they were driving into our end zone and were able to pick it off. And that gave us a lead at that particular time, again, 22-15, and we overcome a 15-8 halftime deficit there, Bobby.
Yeah, I agree. You talk about football as a game of inches. Well, this one's definitely a game of halves. And I thought, you know, when we get the ball first in the second half, you know, I thought, here we go. It seems to be our MO to have that early second half success, gain momentum, and come out victorious. You know, this one wasn't quite the case. You know, it was definitely harder earned. It's a playoff team versus a playoff team. I give West Frankfort all the credit in the world.
Absolutely.
For how they play for the most part. But I tell you what, situation that I saw was our defense really picked it up in the second half to shut them down.
Right on this one again, Little Giants advance to play another day, 29-15. More on the postgame show brought to you by Monocle's Pizza back after this 90-second break.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Little Giants locked down a first-round win today, 29-15. Big second half. They overcome a 15-8 deficit. And, again, Little Giants would score three times, had a couple of interceptions, one of those none bigger than Cameron Lucas, 99 yards. Let's recap our scoring. It's brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, and West Locust in Canton. Call Ray or Walter, 647-6180. Both teams in the first quarter exchanged turnovers. Fumble recovery, interception, couldn't take advantage of either one of those. And we played to a 0-0 first quarter tie. First on the scoreboard was to West Frankfort on a 7-play drive, 59 yards. It covered 3:06. And at the 9:47 mark of the second quarter, on a 15-yard run by Logan Tomanovich, 7-0, they add the PAT. Canton would come right back of their own. 8-play drive, 69 yards. Took them 3 minutes, 46 seconds. And a Clint Wells, first of his two rushing touchdowns on the day, a 4-yard run, and again, a 2-point conversion off the fake, again, kick off the PAT, and went from the holder, Drake Yerbick, to Cameron Lucas in the back of the end zone. They let it 8-7. Give West Frankfort a lot of credit. They came right back, took a 9-play drive, 4:13, capped it off by the Ian Matheny option play from the crew B, and again, it was Matheny, a 28-yard run. They would add their own 2-point conversion, QB Beanie to Matheny, and they would let 15-8. Little Giants tried a last pass at the end of the half back in the end zone. It went incomplete. It was intended for Cameron Lucas, and that's the way the first half comes to a close, a 15-8 advantage. Little Giants, again, jumped on the scoreboard to begin the third period, and it was a Clint Wells 28-yard run, 4-play drive, 60 yards, took him a little over 2 minutes. PAT was added by Spencer Theobald, and the Little Giants would tie the game up 15-15. From that point on, it was all Little Giants defensively. We had a couple of scores, including a Cameron Lucas 99-yard interception. Again, PAT was added. We led it 22-15. It would force them to go 3-and-out. Little Giants had a 3-and-out and a punt. And again, the Little Giants would add another score, a 2-play drive, 26-yard run by Clint Wells and Jesse Theobald with the PAT. Little Giants led it 29-15, interception later, and the Little Giants would run out the clock in the end of the fourth quarter. But that's the way things finish out here this afternoon. Little Giants a win, 29-15. Those, that's your scoring. recap is brought to you by Ray Reckonall, Walter Brown on West Locust in Canton, 647-6180. More coming up on the postgame show and throughout the year. It is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleasure, your perfect postgame stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. We'll take a 1 minute break. I'll look at some scores. We'll get to Bob's stats. We'll visit with the head coach, Ryan Pearson. He's down on the field here at Memorial Stadium. Little Giants win 29-15 over West Frankfort. Back after this, 1 minute timeout. Back here on the Monocle's Pizza postgame show, Little Giants victory today, 29-15, headed to Columbia next week sometime, next weekend. Postgame scoreboard is brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. Again, you can call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Still a game in progress in the fourth. Elmwood Brimfield leading 36-7 over Bloomington Central Catholics. It appears that Farmington will have a home game in the second round. We'll have the coverage of that game next weekend as well on CD Country 107.9 FM. On their finals today, these are all in the 4A bracket. Canton wins 29-15 over West Frankfort. Columbia won today 57-30 over Greenville. We'll have the call of Canton at Columbia next weekend as well. Heron, a winner 41-7 over Watsika Co-op. At Brees Central today, Brees Modern Day 14-7 over Brees Central. Other finals in Class 2A, DMAC 58, Orion 3. Anawan Weathersfield win 42-22 over West Prairie Bushnell. Other finals today, Chicago Hope 43, Knoxville 8. Mendon Unity defeats Illini West 48-22. Elsewhere, Byron 44, Eureka 14 in final. Also today, Class 5A Washington wins 35-14 over Peoria Notre Dame. Nice job, Gary Renault. Sleep on the job today. Not one text from Gary today.
I got one.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
That a boy. Well, you saved him then. Metamora wins 14-6 at Kankakee. That's the final. And Galesburg 35, Hubbard 21. Those are all final, including the big one of the day here. Sends Canton to Columbia next weekend, 29-15. A Little Giant victory here this afternoon. That is your scoreboard recap. It's brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine of Canton. Final statistical numbers for you today. Those are brought to you throughout the year by the Bistro 101. Downtown Canton, your home for bold, fresh flavors, friendly faces, 647-2233, thebistro101.com. Bobby, to the final honors here in first round of the playoffs.
All right, Leon. For the West Frankfort Redbirds, rushing, Brandon Berry had 16 carries for a minus 6 yards. Logan Tomanovich, 17 carries, 95 yards. Madison Halley, 1 carry, no yards. Brandon Glass, 1 carry, minus 5 yards. Ian Mapini, he had 5 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown. And Jordan Brewster had 1 carry for 3 yards. Rushing totals, 41 carries for a buck 54 and 2 touchdowns. Passing for the Redbirds, Brandon Beery, 5 of 11, 3 interceptions, 41 yards, and no touchdown. Ian Mapini and Connor Eaton both threw a pass attempt, neither one were complete. Passing totals, 5 of 13, 3 interceptions, 41 yards, and no touchdowns. Receiving, Ian Matheny, 4 catches, 36 yards. Jordan Brewster, 1 catch, 5 yards. Receiving totals, 5 catches, 41 yards, no touchdowns. Total offense for the game for West Frankfort. Rushing, 154 yards. Passing, 41. A total of 195. Now possession, 24 minutes, 6 seconds. For the Canton Little Giants, rushing, Gabe Gossett, 5 carries, 31 yards. Cameron Lucas, 1 carry, 1 yard. Drake Yerbick, 14 carries, 38 yards. Clint Wells, 17 carries, 73 yards, 3 touchdowns. Rushing totals, 37 carries for 143 yards. And 3 touchdowns. Passing for the Little Giants, Clint Wells, 4 of 8, no interceptions, for 109 yards and no touchdowns. Drake Yerbick, 1 pass attempt, and that one was intercepted. So your passing totals were your 4 out of 9, 1 interception, for a total of 109 yards and no touchdowns. Receiving, Cade Stantler, one catch for 46 yards. Cameron Lucas, two catches for 31. Bryce Adams, one catch for 32. Receiving totals, four catches for 109 yards and no touchdowns. Total offense, 143 yards rushing, 109 yards passing, for a total of 252 yards. Time of possession, 23:54. And a little side note, Leon, just for your reference.
Mm-hmm.
In the first half, West Frankfort had 165 rushing and 41 yards passing. In the second half, they ended up with 154 yards rushing, which is minus 11, and also was still 41 yards passing. So our defense attributed for their offense for minus 11 yards in the entire second half.
That's huge.
Absolutely.
We'll have a visit with the head coach back after this first-round win, 29-15, back after this 30-second timeout live from Memorial Stadium.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Wilkie's Barbershop in Canton. Head on down to Wilkie's and get your haircut. They have served Canton and the surrounding areas for 18 years. Wilkie's Barbershop, located right next door to Walgreens, 327-3889. Let's go, Little Giants.
Hi, this is Nick Tinsman, attorney at Barnhart, Tinsman & Lane. Spoon River College gave me a foundation to build upon, and without the overwhelming burden of student loan debt. Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning, too. Register now. Visit src.edu.
Back here with the head coach, Ryan Pearson, is brought to you throughout the season on our postgame by Big Rack Steakhouse out on North Main in Canton, 647-6000. Coach, anytime you get a W, playoffs, we move on. And again, great effort by the Little Giant football team here today. And bounced back, responded after the tough loss last week, but really provided a big second half, a big win today for it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, anytime that you get into the playoffs, and the name of the game is survive in advance, and we did that today, and you're moving into the field of 16. So, definitely a good team effort. I thought our defense played extremely well. Cameron Lucas with three big interceptions. The one for, what was a 97, but
yeah.
99-yard interception return, you absolutely love the leadership, that our seniors are providing right now, because, anytime that you lose a kid the caliber of Jace Chamberlain, you need your senior leaders to step up, and they certainly did that today.
We had a couple of key conversions. Gabe Gossett had a couple of key runs for us. Bryce Adams made a nice catch. We had some pieces, some people that never could get really kind of a cohesive kind of running the football today, though.
Yeah, it's their defensive line was pretty tough. I think our kids kind of underestimated how tough that they were up front. I mean, they're 6-3 for a reason. They're not in the playoffs by chance. They beat some good teams to get there, and it's certainly. We're still trying to find a little bit of an identity, outside of Jace, but at the same time, I think that we've got, some of the pieces in the puzzle put together right now, and we just have to get better at execution. We didn't do much adjustment in the second half. We just came out just kind of like Morton and did what we do better, and it worked out for us.
One of the things that, again, depth-wise, definitely provided a difference today. We plugged people in all kind of phases of the game today, a lot fresher than they were heading into that second half, and scored three times, shut them down in the second half. But, again, the adding of depth and those type of particular things now, we're starting to really get that wear people down.
Yeah, any time that you can add some kids in there and create some depth and have as many kids going one way as possible. I mean, our kids were pretty gassed out there, and they had a lot of kids that were going two ways, and I think that really helped us towards the end of the game. I don't know if I've ever, 15 years as a coach, went into a playoff game where it was 78 degrees, on a Saturday, but I'm hoping it drops about 20, 25 degrees for next week, because I think we play a whole lot better when it's cold.
It's different. You put, a change at the running back position, and timing everything, it takes a little bit of time, to get that timing and everybody to know what their depth is in certain running plays. And he got there at times, but again, they kind of got it a little out of kilter once in a while.
Yeah, and same thing. You look back to our week one game against IBC, I think we only scored, 7 points at halftime. And it's kind of the same type of a deal, because now we're getting some new guys in there, and that's really their first game time experience playing those positions. So it's going to take us just a little bit of time. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time because we've got to perform, next Saturday. But I think we're going to continue to get better. You know, now that those guys are got that first win under their belt, I think it's going to give them a little bit of confidence, and we're just going to go back to the drawing board and improve on the things that we're lacking today.
When is the time and decision made? Is that not made until tomorrow sometimes on Sundays, or how are you going to expect it maybe to do that this evening as well with you and John making some contacts there?
Well, we're certainly going to try to do that tonight. That way everybody's informed, and I'm going to go contact the coach at Columbia here in just a little bit and see what time that he would want to play. And, you know, I anticipate it being around a 2 o'clock game, mm-hmm. but, they're the hosting team. So we'll kind of have to see how the chips fall. But, I'm excited, any time that you get an opportunity to go on the road and face a 10-0 team and a number one seed, it doesn't get much better than that. So I'm excited at the opportunity in front of us, and I'm ready to go back to work and prepare for Columbia.
Yeah, I think this team is up to any kind of challenge right now. We've overcome a lot of adversity throughout the mm-hmm. season, especially the last couple of weeks. But to prevail here before a great crowd here today, and what a job your dad and everybody did with the painting thing. It was incredible here today, wasn't it?
Yeah, big thanks to my dad for coming out and helping out the field. And you can't take away from what Matt and Phil do.
Yeah.
They do a great job lining the field. The field looked fantastic. I thought our crowd was great. Kudos to our community for coming out and supporting our kids like that, because, that's what it's all about. We want to put a product out on the field that, we feel our community can be proud of, and I certainly think they can be pretty proud right now.
And a lot of folks have chipped in, provided meals, breakfast, and all sorts of things along the way here. So too many people to
yeah.
start to think, but there's a whole group of people, community, though, was a key part of, again, building this towards a success here.
Oh, yeah, and I certainly don't want to leave a thank you out there, but, anybody that, has had a hand, from the meals to, we had a team breakfast this morning, and, some of the parents bringing in pizza for the kids, after practice. I mean, it's certainly a community effort, and I'm certainly glad to be part of the community that I am.
Moving on, buddy, moving on.
You bet.
Congratulations,
sir.
And we'll head to near St. Louis. So,
that's right.
Congratulations to you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Leon.
Coach Ryan Pearson on our post-game show. It's brought to you throughout the year by Big Rack Steakhouse out on North Main in Canton. We'll just see what the time and the situation is for the Little Giants. So that is one of the things that we think about in terms of waiting until later tonight, possibility of learning when and, of course, we know where to Columbia with what time Saturday probably would be our best get, probably about 2 o'clock, I would imagine.
Yeah,
with the travel distance, about 3 hours, pretty close to that, at least that. So Bob will get his GPS and his best in terms of thinking in regards to finding our way, and we'll be on the road next weekend for the second round of the playoffs. It'll be one of our furthest trips I can recall in making in my entire broadcast career.
I think it's down along the Hillsboro-type, Carrollton-type games. So it's definitely going to be the farthest one away, and be off on an adventure. We know who,
absolutely.
And we know where. We just don't know when.
Absolutely. Thanks for everybody being a part of our sponsorship. Megan back at the studios. Vic, great job getting all the final scores. We appreciate that, getting all those. And have you got a final yet? Elmwood Brimfield's going to win this 36-14. Okay, 36-14, Elmwood Brimfield. But again, Little Giants are headed to Columbia in the 4A playoffs in week two. That'll wrap up again for Bob Wagner, Bobby, and Leon Grew with the call here today. Thanks for joining us on a first-round playoff victory here this afternoon, 29-15 before the home crowd. Post-game brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th in Canton. Thanks for joining us on a Sports Saturday live today from Memorial Stadium. Good evening, everyone.
Your leaders in high school sports coverage, WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. Thank you for listening to this Canton Little Giant football broadcast. Broadcast sponsors include The Bistro 101, Dave May Edward Jones, Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, and Walter Brown, Monocle's Pizza, CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, State Farm Insurance Agent Chuck Taylor, Big Rack Steakhouse, Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, Mid-State Pet Cremations Incorporated, and Graham Health System. The following has been a Prairie Radio Communications sports presentation on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM.